do a bunch of goldy looking chains tonight. They have a wide catalog over a decade now, I'm sure. And a lot of it is, I'd say amateurish, but that's you know, that's kind of what I like about it, I guess. Is that it just seemed like a large crew of drunks having a good time and making some music along the way. Bunch of goofballs. Hopped up on goofballs. And I don't know how well this will stream, because this thing still has 16% battery and this cable is not charging it. Like, if I jiggle it, it'll charge. But this cable appears to be dead. Or close to it. Oh, yeah. I have to buy some new cables. Definitely need to escalate the cable situation. Find some cooler ones.
Facebuster, mandible claw, neckbreaker, chokeslam, Polish hammer, doomsday device, couple of Asian mists, and a mandible claw.
Eddie was way into wrestling. He was only young, but he thought it was the best thing. He used to love The Undertaker, and they went out a shyster. But he was only small, he didn't look like a fighter. He used to get bullied at school every day. He attempted doing body slams and making them pay. Eddie was young, Eddie made a vow to be a wrestler some way, somehow.
I got a story about a kid called Eddie. He had a special dream, not a nightmare like Freddy. It all started on the silver screen, 13. When he saw his first tag team, a night he dreamt of flying off the top rope. But he never told his friends, cause he rarely ever spoke. It was secret,
smell it cooking like The Rock, but he kept his mouth shut and just dreamt of doing a headlock.
Eddie.
When he was a boy, Eddie had high hopes. He only felt at home when he was in between the ropes. Made a makeshift ring in his mother's front room. He used to pretend he was in the Legion of Doom. When I told him about Big Daddy, I nearly wrecked his world. That his real name was Shirley, but he wasn't a girl. He could have been a doctor, cause he was brainier. But he went to the States to end a WrestleMania.
When most kids were chasing lager and wine, Eddie stayed at home alone and practiced on his clothesline. He kept on going, didn't let the dream get cold. Kept watching all the videos to learn to sleep at home. Around this time, kids were doing exams, but Eddie didn't care, cause he had other plans. He hurt his younger brother with a DDT. As time went on, it became his speciality.
Iceman Eddie. Iceman Eddie.
Eddie went to the USA to learn the ropes, being taught by the best wrestlers from coast to coast. Mastered all the moves on his path to be a man. His favorites were the double choke and the body slam. Soon enough, Eddie was competing. He was devastating and all defeating. Known to his fans as Eddie the Iceman, but nobody knew Eddie had a plan.
You saw it in SmackDown 1, 2 and 3, training hard like his heroes that he saw on TV. One day he's kicking, throwing punches at champs. The next it's Half Nelsons and Boston Crabs. Smashed bricks with his head and lifted up cars. Pushed his body to the limit, didn't care about the scars. He sleeps on a bed made out of barbed wire. They may call him the Iceman, but I'd say he's on fire.
Take my talk, talk. Spin a text, check my microphone, girls.
throwing a swan side. We was top choke blowing up with a goldy looking chair. Safe like Windsor Davis and never the twain. You boss the town, you boss the city. Wanked up by two girls on another night to spend it.
What are these cats? You saw a bit later on the dog, you looking chain to you, New York.
You boss the house, it's
you boss the house, it's you boss the
house. Get up, what's up, suckers?
Turn Catholic on the base in 23 packets, people say it. They thought me NPC, just cause they wanna be in the GLC. Class popping their pills, get the fuck in my face. Gonna rob the house, I'll never leave the drink. Come and say it, you toss a goldie looking chain.
Motherfucker, we're about to put some salt in your game.
You bought in the house,
you bought in the house, you bought in the house, you bought in the house, you fucking know.
To the people over here,
to the people over there,
safe as fuck!
This is what I like to see, some leisure wear and people sweating in another country.
This weekend, GLC, first time in America, first time in New York, thanks for coming to see us.
So it's all neighbors on impress, I'm a robot, my interfax is my crack.
It's going flat, you think she's level rock, it's combination for us, gold matching metal socks. We're choice to teach, but he fucking escapes, from my robot mix, that's the rest of it. The choice is time to sell, standing in keeps at the beat.
How was she? What does it mean? What does it mean?
Being a robot in my digital domain.
And no more,
I made love to a BBC micro.
Touching on a disc drive, the monitor of Bill Gates.
From Microsoft, Stephen Hawking's voice.
I'm cooking Lara Croft, I build a lab.
Secret in my love, I build a special crusher. But will not be too jacked off.
I sat there, in front of the screen. For many years, this will be my wet dream.
Now I'm reaching, I'm finally there.
Until my age, I'll be a building out of there.
So I know, when people stop and stare, like C-3PO, but with hues and hair.
Are the hits, you know, but I kind of want to all these this live show is good, but else? What else? Oh, man. What a fucking week. I was real, real sick most of this week.
None of these folks they're talking about. Oh, yeah, they're talking about women with penises. Yeah. They're talking about...
Take you to McDonald's with a candle. Girl, it's my love you can't handle. I see you walking on your way home from work. Your tasteful tunic really drives me berserk. I'm for real, it ain't no quirk. My love is waiting the way a rapist would lurk in a bush or a cow pack in town. I bought you this necklace, it cost me £12 from Argos. Elizabeth Duke, baby, you're the Skywalker to my Luke, the Darth to the Vader, flip over the crossfader. I'll serenade you with a bag of space raiders or walkers or smiths or maybe even quavers, cause my love for you is like jugs for beavers with glow sticks and funny hats on. I love you more than I use my rod. Fucking knows I love you, right? But the thing is, it's like this. See, I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. My sexual love's for real. Real, you know, this is true. Like Milli Vanilli. I'll buy you 10 fags on a day trip to the Philly. I'm after your heart, or don't you see? And your three kids doesn't bother me, you know. I'll give you a rose, put out your chair when we eat. Fuck, I can't in McDonald's, it's a bodied seat. Don't matter, cause I'm here with you. With a medium value meal and a chocolate sundae too. Later on, I come and help you sign on. I stand into your eyes, the housing benefits gone wrong. Don't worry, baby, it won't take too long. I'm just sitting, I'm just waiting, I'm just writing this song. You know the time passes and I'm loving every second. Buying chips for you is as lovely as I reckon. You're Victoria Spice, I'm David Beckham. If you were that boy, I'd be the streets of Peckham. Why don't you come to me, why can't you see? My love for you is like my bowl into a tree. Dance with me. We got plenty of time to make sweet love, cause tonight we take up the glove. You know what I mean, you're taking the pill. Don't worry, I'll sort the bill. It's 45, the DHSS, the family allowance, we'll sort the mess. What's it gonna take to get your attention? The tracks through the coach in a seventh direction. Say no more, I can feel the tear. You can smoke fags and drink my beer. I never want another, I don't want you. To prove my love, I got a tattoo on my bollocks. I was gonna have your name, but I only got initials cause I couldn't stand the fame.
My physical love.
This is romantic.
Y'all are nice looking woman outside of my sex mask, especially with your makeup when you're wearing your glam rags. I gotta tell you, I gotta let you know, I wanna buy you chips down a Mecca Bingo. We'll sit together, get four in a row. I'm with a China dog, I'm with it to our family show. This is romance, how it should become. When it's you and me together, it can always be fun. We'll walk together, buy some meat in the market. I'll face on the can as you smile and pack it. I gotta tell you about something I think. Without you in my chain, I'm the weakest link. So get down, baby, and feel my love. I'll get you drunk with a spoon into a bush I shove. I'll have a grow and get a last plus. A romantic date, just the two of us.
Yeah, what time? Video for this song.
Let's you put on that.
It's like higher budget than you would think.
Sweat. Oh yeah.
It's like this two album period that they were signed to a label and kind of popping, kind of making it happen.
Making me feel kind of itchy. My time.
They spent some label money.
I'm gonna go put the mask and gloves on. Oh yeah. Yeah. Take them off, man. Just fuck the music. Take them off. Freak this shit, man. Turn the fucking tape off, man.
Right. Anyway, what it was,
Having a smoke? It's not sound.
Well, I'm fucked. It's after what I've got to go. I'm going to fucking look out there.
Let's call a taxi!
You know, some of the best times in my life in a taxi car. Some good times in style. Some good times in intelligences. But most of all, best times. Good time in cars. Should have told you guys.
I remember it well.
first time it was swell. I left in a taxi that didn't fucking smell. The driver was safe, he had a mobile phone, and he did a side wheelie when he dropped me off home. Handbrake turns over the grass, made my next door neighbor feel shit from her ass. They're too fucking wicked, they always get me home. DRA to the G-O-N, you're in the fucking zone. Some had cushions, others had ashtrays. All in all, those rides were the best days. Stopping at the span of the 24-hour Safeway.
I have to say it was a good day. I got in his taxi and I felt the vibe. So I asked, was it busy tonight, drive? He looked at me and saw the bloodshot eyes. So he passed me the spliff and said, enjoy the ride.
Some cars is red, some cars is blue. My first Dragon taxi ride was back in 82. It was fucking great, I had £4 and he took me back home and gave me 50p for the lid off the glue that I'd been sniffing in the back of a pack with my mate doing stripping.
GLC crew is the only way to travel. We do it in style, just like Jimmy Savile.
Sometimes at night, when I'm all alone, I call out to bed and pick up the phone, just to hear the Dragon switchboard asking what I want, cause it makes me feel safe asking for a drop off in Pont.
One phone call was only the start of it.
One phone call and now you're a part of it.
Now you've done it, Dragon 64, you. And you, and you,
and you.
I look at people, they make me fucking ill. Safe inside, my lovely driver taxi, on my way up to watch a good sexy.
My taxi driver, now he's in the know. He said he'd pick me up if I gave him some dough. First of all, he said he knew my brother, but then I found out he was undercover. The police, they took me down, maybe, but they had to let me go cause I'm in a GLC.
You want a taxi? Sesame. That's the way we do it in the GLC.
Some drivers have a laugh, some drivers don't talk much. Some of them are Asian and some of them are Dutch. To get me safely home don't cost that much, and the heated leather seats are the luxury touch.
There was five of us, but I couldn't see the fuss, cause Dragon's got the seven-seater scum bus. With baggy shoes and leather seats, I pass a driver's CD with a GLC beats.
Had to be a fiver, cause I'm your taxi provider. Feeling locked in here, oh, with fucking taxi driver. With Jody Foster and Harry Keitel, I just done a drop off in fucking Bateswell.
When a taxi stops and we snap into the run, the taxi driver pulls out some fucking big gun. So I hit the floor till he's emptied his clip, and then we had to have a lip round to get him a tip. Alright.
One phone call was only the start of it.
One phone call, and now you're a part of it.
Now you've done it! Dragon 64, you! And you, and you,
and you.
Join us, taxi, sesame. That's the way we do it in a GLC. Join us, taxi, sesame. That's the way we do it in a GLC.
I see it all from his taxi compound. I see people.
That's a boat. Having a laugh. That boat's not supposed to be there. That boat is not supposed to be up on the fucking divider. Oh man, this fucking. There's some traffic going in the other direction because there is some bad fucking shit happening back there.
Right, man, we're gonna do a new tune, yeah? We're just gonna freestyle it, right? Eggsy, fucking don't get sick on us. You always fucking get sick.
I promise, man, I won't do anything naughty or rude words or nothing, Clad. Yeah, because my nan gets fucking upset.
Right, let's have a go. You ready for this, Eggs?
Promise.
No fucking sickness.
Promise.
Alright.
Tracksuit trainers, packing the fags. I got a massive stack of Bruno Max.
Keeping it sweet on spanking the monkey.
Importing the drone into the country.
Two hands of trains like howling Mad Murdoch.
And he's gonna shout with me by the box.
He's dealing fucking grip like Mr. Spock.
And he does bombs up the 14 locks.
My name's 2000 fucking AD.
And he's got a degree in chemistry,
which helps when you're making LSD.
And he tests him on a bloke for Pearl called Lee.
You know he's fucking safe. You know he's from the port.
He drives around Mindy in a fucking escort.
He's fucked up until he cuts off his ball.
Bring blood and spunk all over the walls.
No boss. No boss.
Didn't fucking hurt when he started to split.
And he has to wear nappies on a medical scare.
I was on the motorway, I cut a hole in the floor. I dragged my fucking parts all along the M4. There was blood red skid marks all over the place. Everybody was screaming, just seeing the look on their face. They was all fucked and scared of me, cause I ripped off the ball just for the GLC.
No boss.
Now two hats, he's fucking hard as nails. He ripped his bollocks off to get out the local jails.
He might do rip the skin, but he's famous in Wales.
He can still get a stiff, but there's a wind in his sails. I shrugged up and smashed his cock with a trick.
Turn it fucking up. Stop fucking on now. Stop it now. It's fucking sick. It's fucking sick. Fucking stop it now. See?
Right, his dad's gonna get upset, right? I tell you what, right, we'll try something else. We'll do something different, right?
Sorry.
Alright, check this out.
Welcome to our world of mind alteration. Welcome to the world of the Goldilocks chain. The world of intense pleasure, mates. With some intense fucking pain.
Goldie looking chain, that's what it stands for.
To take a fucking break, you touch Britney Spears, you add your piece of cake. I'd rather put my tongue across a piece of Ricky Lake than sample your music while lifting your break. Fuck your style with my goldy looking flow. Cut off your penis on the David Letterman show. Take a deep breath, you're going below. By Ricky Matty being raped by a Bilbo.
J Lo means shit to me. P Diddy means shit to me. Ja Rule means shit to me. Fuck you, Alicia Keys.
Rocking the tempo. Increase the aggro, she's got a fat ass and her name's J-Lo. I love to see her dancing and wobbling her jelly, but the music's crap just like that cunt Nelly. When we get sold you, we're gonna wreck the place. Clad, you'll need more than a plaster on your face. I'll smash up your CDs in HMV, then I'll smash up Madonna's and R. Kelly's.
J-Lo means shit to me. P. Diddy means shit to me. Ja Rule means shit to me.
Your mother.
Fuck you, Alicia Keys.
Madonna, Mariah Carey and Whitney, give it up. You're almost 50, Wycliffe John, what's going on? Fucking with Tundles, brah, you got it wrong. And Anastasia, your name's on the list. It's next to Shakira and Will Smith. I've got Alicia Keys on her hands and her knees, feeling the power of the GLCs.
J-Lo means shit to me.
Fuck off.
P. Diddy means shit to me.
Fucking nothing.
Ja Rule means shit to me.
Fucking shit.
Fuck you, Alicia Keys.
Oh, dirty Christina Aguilera looking sexy. Like my Fortier's got a body kit is lowered with a spoiler on the back. She's so fucking dirty, but her music's fucking whack. Stop starting, fuck Ricky Martin. Smelling Britney's bacon drapes without her legs parting. You won't believe the smell when she does a split. She's got a gammy eye and two different sized tits in it.
J-Lo means shit to me. P. Diddy means shit to me. Ja Rule means shit to me. Fuck you, Alicia Keys.
Wild Wild West, sticky icky wild wild. It's Will Smith, I say fucking time. It's getting up in you like a sauna. I block you out with an ounce of soap bar. I take you out with a can of balaclava. Next to gold would be rubber rule, yeah. And Aguilera's tied up on the sick guy. I wangle the ass to Shakira.
J-Lo means shit to me. P. Diddy means shit to me. Ja Rule means shit to me. Fuck you, Alicia Keys. J-Lo means shit to me.
What types of weed you got?
I got a couple of splitter on D, I got half ounce of lunatic asylum, and I got a quarter of Lucas having a bit of laughing for half an hour. Which one do you want, Bert?
I think I'll just stick with a Rocky.
Back in the day, I used to smoke so bad, you could still go shopping or even drive a car. It wasn't very strong, the buzz didn't last long. Smoked a 10 5 bricks all night long, me and my bar. I've been to Amsterdam, I smoked silver haze. Thought it was the strongest weed that a man could blaze. Now weed's so strong, it don't make sense. What's wrong with toy stick? A burning incense.
This weed spans my brain. It's not cold, but it's fucking insane. I only had one cold with a name like that. I shouldn't have fucking known.
Are you gonna break it up with your missus? Cause you can't talk to her no more.
Yeah, I can get you half a cure panic attack.
I've only got a couple of splits of anything left.
Back in the day, just hit my throat. Without losing my mind, all the spin with my scrubs. I tried wasting life, I wasn't lemon sour. I tripped up what you couldn't handle the power. I smoked some weed called Rafa Can. Was sick on my tits, woke up in Cabran. I can't speak, I can't.
straight in Devon. Don't ask me why, it's what the dealer told me. He also offered me one called I'm Scared Mummy Horny. I imagine that's because it makes you paranoid. The most popular brand is called Long Term Unemployed. Or how about this, 20 minutes since I last spoke, cause I'm suffering brain damage from one single toe. You can imagine why it's called that, it's not hard. He offered me a type of weed called Mentally Scarred. The list goes on, it never fucking stops. At least that is until you get a visit from the cops. So before you make a million selling weed and stupid games, stop and think why it's so popular these days to my cocaine.
This weed spans my brain. It's called coma, it's fucking insane. I only had one coat with a name like that. I should have fucking known.
Yeah, you know, so I love lethal injection. It's my favorite weed of all time. 1.5 ounce of constant pain.
Can you get me I'm
driving a car,
I'm actually a passenger.
Back in the day, we'd have a normal name, like Orange Bud or Mary Jane. Hop around and get some weed off your dealer. Got a quarter run over by an 18-wheeler. Had like E.T. when he was dying. When I tried the weed that he was supplying, I made a conscious decision to stay off the creek after having two spiffs of suicide machines. Smoked alien abduction, and now I'm on my rack. This fucking beat made me think this was a different rap. Drag a bear and tread that made my eyes explode. And I fell down the stairs after smoking beast mode. My trousers feel wet and I'm not sure I have a key. You can lose control when taking strong weed. One big word of cheese made me suddenly forget. Does anyone know why my trousers are wet?
This weed spans my brain. It's called coma, it's fucking insane. I only had one coat with a name like that. I should have fucking known.
Got any heavy depression?
This one's called you don't offer, but you got them life diseases, mate. No, sorry, you're just a regular car misuser. I'm sorry.
Can you play some of that? Well, it's going in different directions.
Some of that might be just a work. Come on, next week off cars, wicked.
In 1983, a team of crack draw enthusiasts created a master plan. A design for a way of living so revolutionary, so groundbreaking, that its very concept posed a threat to the fabric of society. A threat even greater than that of having a stiffy while standing in the middle of a Glyn Williams coach full of nuns. The implications of this radical movement's political manifesto posed a threat to the UK authorities, who in turn drove its founder members underground. Now, for the first time in world history, these shadowy figures of chaos reveal the manifesto.
On our year tonight, we got top entertainer Tim West.
Spaceman, blower.
Oh, maggot, he's a modern day vegan. Turfing out your pockets like a Christian burns a pagan.
Dripping with charm, style of panache.
He'll leave you sore like a venereal rash. They tried to catch him, he says.
Time to dash.
He always needs a party with a wallet full of cash. He's a bastard, but he's always looking flash. With his shoes like Dick Turpin across his waist, he wears a sash.
Bought him so bad with a pocket watch too. The tallest member of the goldie looking crew.
Watch out, if he's there when you're pissed. He learned his science from my man Oliver Twist. Of his crimes, we tried to compile a list. Selling sexy DVDs of a willy being kissed.
Stealing pensions on the old and infirm.
Made a fortune selling doctors fake sperm. But Charles Dickens has a lesson to be learned. Beware the maggot, cause the world has turned.
All the youth shall witness a day that Babylon shall fall.
Just like Jack the Ripper, he'll do you up a kipper. He's like a highwayman holding up a newborn nipper. He's smart and sure looks on your knees, Taggart.
I'm dabbling with light and they call me the maggot.
Till you're back in your pocket, he will pick. His icy talents are fucking deadly and quick.
Like a chameleon, I'm the master thief.
Using a disguise, just like Penelope Keith.
We've got to smoke a reefer or two. We've got to smoke a reefer or two.
I steal money and hide it in my rectal hole to take it belongings. In my order of gold, I take it
China, your silver and your soul, by darkness and night. I shimmy up the grape one, the maggot, that's who I am. Don't ever trust me, always doing a scam. I punched a woman and stole the baby in the farm. I even sliced my penis ever so disarm.
Watches and watches, maggots got plenty. He pinched them from ladies and upset the gentry.
Like Sherlock Holmes, bumming Watson, it's elementary.
He's the modern day menace of the 19th century. A gentleman thief, a scholar and a rogue.
Doing the locomotion like Kylie Minogue.
He's got the strength of 10 like a maniac.
And I'm also identified as Springy O'Jack.
Watch out, fire in your arm. The man you have in Boston from New York.
I'm Maggot with the GLC. Big shout out all the valleys. Three deep turkeys and a lynx digger. Big up Dippin' Arn.
Murphy Connection.
Postman Pop. Big shout out to Postman Pop.
Fat Man, running the bar. Always sauce it.
Big up Aberdeenis Hotel. Big up 105 crew, also the West End Harbour car. I did a wheelie on a penny farthing. Big wheel up, big wheel up. All the bus routes, X15, 53, big respect, red and white devil across skis. And their rivals, Glyn Williams. Respect to you all. All those who know fake Elvis, on their way to transistor radio in his bottle. Maggot signing out, 2000 plus 3. Every man do his thing and look the way different.
He's been in the South Island for quite some time, but give him the draw, and he's fine.
I said, Mike,
yeah.
Where'd you get your leisure wear?
I got my tracksuit from a shop in Aberdeen. I wears my gold inside of my shirt, and I borrow my sovereign off my Uncle Bird.
Yeah, Mike,
you know it.
Where'd you get your trainers from?
I won them off a blunt, then I smoked a hard bar.
Yeah, I think I know the geezer, I think he's called Puzzle.
I had to have a little silver shadow. The name's Ballsy, come on Japan and Korea. Going to the World Cup to drink some beer. Cause of destruction while I'm here. We've got some little Thai girls up the rear. We've got tickets for the game of the Argies. It's gonna be some argy-bargy. I've been in the fighting for all of my life. And when I get married, I'm gonna beat the wife. His name's Mike Falls, but he's got a machete. He'll cut you into bits so you look like confetti. Soccer violence is a game while he plays. When he buys a draw, this is an amour page. I'm back, and I'm ringing my bell. You better not stare, cause I'll stare as well. And if you get a fucking
this is a good rap, because it sounds like a rap delivered by a man who is trying to rap quietly so someone in the other room doesn't hear. Always quality.
And he's got respect for the GRC crew, to some effect. But mess with him, you know if you're facing a mess. His name's Mike Balls, expect no less.
Listen, Mike,
what?
Tell me about your chain.
The ways are turning, I'm gonna wrestle in the ring.
Mike Balls!
Yeah!
What have you got?
I got drill, factor, Rizzler, and a dose of Cockroach. He's eating 2 hours, we're selling some hash. This twat had come after our fucking stash. So I hit him in the face with a fucking pint glass and shoved a red hot poker up his ass. If Mike don't block you, then he'll hear the silence. It's a Mike Ball school of fucking soccer violence. Mike, how do you organise a fight? I does it by the email in the middle of the night. Mike Ball,
oh yeah,
and he's safe as fuck. Banned from the Texas since the FA Cup. The other night, things went wicked. I got into a fight with three fucking blokes that were looking at her ass. So I rearranged her faces with a fucking brandy glass. Got escorted out by the fucking police. My grimace sucked them off to help in my release. I said, you better get tested, she'll give you the clap. I'm in the GLC, and this is how I rap.
He's back,
yeah.
Listen to what he's saying.
I always start a fight, no matter who's playing.
That's right,
I'm back,
and he loves to fight.
I'll kick you in the head till you lose your fucking sight.
He's got a tracksuit, and he wins the gold.
I'm the hardest man in soccer fighting, so I'm told.
You have to watch my match on the big screen.
And at halftime, I talk soft and green. When I'm on medication, I drive across the nation, organising violence to keep up my reputation. You knows it, this is Mike Balls. This is the year 2002. Smacking everybody's face in for the World Cup. You knows it. Yeah, that's right, Mike Balls is back.
It's writing rap songs about getting in fights at soccer games. That's...
He sees me at church on a Sunday morning, but...
Perfect.
Oh, son, you had your final warning. If you fucks with us, I'll play dirty tricks, smashing your faces with punches and kicks. It's a dark time, and it's getting fucking darker. If you sees us, then you better scamper. When the sun's gone down, if we catch you outside, you're gonna end up hospitalized. Like Blind Date, or surprise, surprise. I look like Silver Black, wearing a disguise. I like Gun Robson getting fucked in the eyes. We can get to you in many ways. The street's a street, but it looks like a maze. You know what'll happen if you don't pay. I'm so dumb, fucking a buffet. I know you fucking done a bad up. So give me the money, duck, and I'll box the rest of what you licked. You fucking bad at you. If you don't pay me, you better be expecting. Visit from the DVS, debt collecting. Feeding me bullshit, I'm detecting. I'll cut you up, human dissecting. We know that you've been telling lies. A stolen VCR didn't come from our supplies. You know I thought we'd reached an agreement. Don't mess with us, you'll get good treatment. I saw you selling 6 cans of lager. Little kids in front of their father. No, I don't mind. Slide me my cut. No explanation needed. You know that you're fucked. We've been placed in charge to keep the peace. No one can touch us, not even the police. Nothing vigilante squad, it ain't nothing funny. Looking after you if you give us the money. I'm from Dublin, fucking no Buffalo. No fucking Buffalo. I know you're committing benefit fraud. I'm from Dublin. Don't give me the cash. I'm gonna fucking knock you out. I'm from Dublin. I caught you selling fags and now your face is in a mess. Cause I know you never got them off the DVS. Ruling the streets with sharpening scissors. Cleaning the streets and taking no prisoners. We're Dublin vigilante squad members. Fucking up all faggots and benders, making them think about what they're doing. Cause not natural, so they'll get a shoeing. Soundpipe away, the Kingfisher Drive. Don't leave the house without a knife. Watch out, joyriders, we got a stinger. You'll get ass raped if you fuck some minger. I don't give a fuck, it's
really good flow. Really good flow.
Doing extensions.
Really feeling it.
My cut. I make no exceptions.
Just in the pocket.
It's indifferent.
On this one.
Fucking mention.
Billy Webb really getting it done.
Chills in a porter cabin to dig apart. Nightfall. He comes out because it's dark. We get tooled up with a gun and a crossbow. Make intimidation heavy, like in Moscow. Or some other place behind the Iron Curtain. If he sells drugs, he knows you're certain. To get chained up and tortured with electrodes. Apply your nipples and both big toes.
It goes like this, it should go like that. Either way, I'm never gonna try to leave my flat. I owe money to my friends and it's raining outside. Use the internet for porn or shopping, I can't decide. But there's one thing I know, I don't know if I should say it. I'll let you hear my secret as long as you don't display it. I have a tiny little fantasy running through my mind that I'd like an older woman, one who's possibly blind. Don't be sickened if what you think I'm saying is wrong. Just imagine Dan Lehman bending over in a thong. Don't be disgusted, this is something I like Lance Armstrong with a slightly older bike. Young girls are really fun, but they want money and gifts, whereas an older woman just wants sex in a stair lift. Up the stairs with a nice cup of tea. I hope your husband's dead, so there's room in bed for me.
Older ladies making me shake like I've got rabies. Older ladies.
All right, yeah, tonight we got top entertainer Tim West Country, aka Billy Webb. Bill, son, what's been going on in town centre tonight?
Well, loads of people been having loads of booze, but mainly, you know, I mean, fucking having a load of booze, might you want a band and wouldn't you have?
What are the things you've been up to tonight? Have you been disco dancing in the rave scene at Zanzibar's?
No, drink. Right, fucking, fuck off. Drink, fucking drink, right? Drink. That's what I'm about, right? Yeah, I've had loads.
Is it mainly drink?
Yeah, fucking. Get out of this, son. Fucking drink, push your heart in the ground, right? Drink as fuck.
Billy, your mother's here.
Yeah! My mother's always here. Yeah. Drink. Fucking drink.
Fucking you knows it, Bill.
Alright. Well, I hope you feel more assured in your knowledge of the Goldie Looking Chain. Of the GLC catalog, you know, it's a wide variety of material from across their career, which is still ongoing, of course. I think they just put something on YouTube recently. Information is what we deliver here. I hope you enjoy being informed.